We are wrapping things up here currently. As you can see, we did search continuously. The last diver is in the water. They've been hauling the divers back to their station. We did not find anything. We'll continue to look as much as possible for Kira and go from there. Randy?
Yeah, just to clarify, the ice is 24 inches or 2 foot thick instead of, I guess I misspoke before, in terms of that once that they get underneath that 8 to 10 inches of honeycombed slop that happens in the spring. So Leah did point out to me that I missed on inches and feet, so.
Can you describe a little bit more of the conditions? How deep is the lake here in this area, and how far from that hole are they, do they travel?
The lake at this spot and where they're searching is about 4 to 6 feet of water in depth. It's clear. They've got 5 foot of visibility, and there's a little bit of a muck bottom, but it's clear enough to be able to see and work with. They've had good conditions that way. There isn't any current that they're battling, and they've been going out in 20-minute stretches. Different divers, and they're going out taking a radius at a time, doing a full 360 search, letting out a little bit more rope, and they've gone out 40 to 45 feet in radius right now. They've done a diameter search of about 80 to 90 feet around the hole that they had the indicators on.
Randy, how many divers have gone down?
The last I heard, we had 8. I think it was between 7 and 8 different divers go down. We've got 11 members of our dive team here. Some need to stay up on the surface for safety and those type of considerations.
How many go down at a time, Randy?
One diver is going down at a time.
Would they cadaver dogs? Excuse my ignorance on them, but do they search just for cadavers or specific people? Is it a scent for a specific person, or is it just for any cadaver?
The dogs are trained in scent recognition, and that's what they're trained in. They need a special certification to go through the ice or and on water. So that's what they train for.
My question is do they pick up the scent of Kira Trevino, or do they pick up a scent of any body that's down there?
Anybody or anything.
I spoke with the county parks and rec manager a little bit ago. He said, as far as he knows, this lake wasn't open at all this winter. So with the napkins there, one was further out. The dogs search the whole lake, or
the dogs
search those spots?
The community is out here, whether it's with their parents or whether groups, and they continue to walk. What you need to know is that this is a feeder chain of lakes. It starts with Lake Jarvis, moves all the way down through to Lake Phelan. So there is a steady stream of water that flows through the water. I said earlier I didn't know much about the water, but I know about the chain of lakes here and how they feed. And it even goes up further on 61. So it is a constant stream that will go underneath.
Sergeant, are you planning on being back out here again tomorrow or later this week, or are you kind of done at this point with this specific tip?
You know what? We continue to follow leads. If something brings us back here, we'll be back here. We're not going to leave anything unturned.
No plans to have the dive team, though, specifically back out here again tomorrow?
If something comes up, we'll be back. Most definitely.
When are you preparing to wrap up today? Why call it a day?
Because currently, right now, the area that was intended to be searched is almost completed.
First day you've utilized divers for this case?
Yes, it is.
How long have you been out here today?
Since approximately 9 o'clock this morning.
And you said over the week, you said earlier that it was a social media group. Is that how they got together? These people who were there this weekend with dogs? Was it like they met on Facebook, or what was it? You know?
I don't know. The thing is that these groups are forming by themselves. We know that the dogs were out with the family, and they were here.
Sergeant Paulus, I know we've asked you this, but if you could just reiterate one more time, what exactly led you here today?
The dogs. The dogs scented on a particular area, and we followed through with a set of cadaver dogs, and that's what led us here.
But what led the dogs here to this specific spot?
The scent. The scent of something. Now, dogs have a million times sense of smell than humans do. And they're trained in a certain way that will conduct the behavior if something arouses them. And that's what happened in this matter.
My question is, why Keller Lake, though? I mean, are you bringing dogs to all the different lakes, or was there some other group that said, we think we saw something here, so let's bring our dogs here?
It was after the tip from the weekend.
From a person?
Correct.
In one of those search groups, or who lives along the lake?
After the tip came in about, as you guys know, about the person saying that she saw or he saw two people carrying an item across the lake, that's what brought him here.
And how far is this from the Trevino's home?
I'm unsure of that, but it's relatively close.
And that tip, did it come from someone who lives along here or someone in the one of those groups?
It was off our tip line.
Sorry, so could you go through the timeline again? There was a person who said they saw something, here, someone carrying an item, and that brought searchers, and that brought the dogs, or could you...
You guys know what happened this weekend. Saturday, there was an item found. We don't know if it's part of this case or not. That's currently under investigation. And it is a lead. We continue to look into it to see if it's part of that. From there, as you guys know, when people develop and they grow, they come to a particular area. You get excited. You want to find her. You want to come to a conclusion here. So that's what they did. So they brought out a group of people with some dogs, and working with those dogs, dogs did indicate in a particular area, and that's what brought us here today.
What is that item in particular, if you could elaborate? Is it something that belonged to Kira?
That's still under investigation, and we're not going to elaborate on that at this time.
Sergeant, this tip that two people were carrying an item across the lake, the people carrying the items, did that occur over the weekend? Or?
Well, you guys, everybody here has reported on that, so you guys should...
Not everybody has, so that's okay. Why a little bit, some of us are confused, because not everyone has reported on this, and not everyone reported on this weekend, so that's why I think... Just to reiterate the timeline of what happened would be helpful.
Guys, reiteration of the timeline, I think Sergeant Paul...
Just stand in front of the mic, sorry, thank you.
Sorry, it's just not all of us knew all this.
I understand that. I'm Holly Padilla. I'm the public information coordinator. I was the one who was working this weekend. So while not everybody was working, I think Sergeant Paulos has done a nice job of doing the timeline. What I will try and clarify for you is that an item was found. We are not going to elaborate on what that item was. We are not going to elaborate on whom it belonged to. Quite frankly, that's something that we're all still trying to determine. We're not going to elaborate on anything about that item. The item was found. That was on Saturday. Sunday, folks came out and searched, as Sergeant Paulos had said. Including in that search were dogs. They indicated, as Sergeant Paulos had said, brought us out here today. This is where we're at. So if there's any other questions about that, I'm happy to, especially about anything that happened over the weekend. I was working this weekend. I'm happy to answer those.
And where did the tip that came in on the tip line fall into that for the people who saw someone?
Sure. There was a tip that came on. It's one of more than 100 tips that we've gotten. What I will say is, for folks to be making the leap that that's the tip that we're working on here today, I think is dangerous. Just because we got a tip and we're searching an area, it's one of the very specific reasons. I think the question was asked earlier, why did we publicize this? Again, we did not publicize this search today. What happened was individuals from news organizations got the tip and then started calling us about it, anticipating that many people would want to cover it. We came out here in order to accommodate that. That's how that happened. So, but the reason we haven't done that is because what we don't want to have happen is people say, oh, they've already searched Lake Keller. We don't have to do that anymore. No, just because that we've searched one area, we may go to a different area of that lake. That's why we haven't publicized every area. What I said this weekend, again, just to reiterate, is that this isn't the first time that we've done a search. This may be the first time that news organizations have heard about a search. This is not the first search we've done. This is also not the first item that we found. This may be the first time that news organizations have heard about an item that was found, but this isn't it.
What's that tip about the...
Again, this is going to be the last question.
That the tip about those two people carrying whatever they were carrying.
Sure.
When was that? When did that occur? And is that the same item that people found on Saturday?
Again, we're not going to elaborate on any of that. When the tip came in, it was sometime before Saturday. I'm not going to elaborate. As I said earlier, I'm not elaborating at all on what that item was. Sorry, guys.
Okay.